Hello and welcome. This is Joshua Terry, listening to the Joshua Terry Podcast. Super glad that you're here. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it, as I always do. Today on the podcast, we're making some picks, official picks. I gave some thoughts on the lines on early this week's pod. I think it was Monday when I put that out. But I'm going to be trying to do this every week. I've got my friend Jacob Crumpler, good friend of mine. I'll introduce him here in a little bit. I've got him coming on to talk about some different picks that we are going to make for this week. We're going to be keeping track of this every week, keeping our records. It's going to be fun. But before we get into all that, I did want to recap last night's season opener. We had the Dallas Cowboys in Tampa Bay against the reigning Super Bowl champion, Buccaneers. Tom Brady, first of all, looks sharp. That guy is a vampire or an alien, but I don't know. Maybe he's the Terminator. I don't know. The guy played with a torn MCL last season and had no problems, and now he's out here winning, you know, the first game of the year, looking like he's 22, throwing it on a rope. You know, guys this old shouldn't be able to throw it as good as he does. He takes care of his body better than anybody. It's well documented. I did also want to point out, neither of those picks that he threw were his fault. He was on point. I mean, the second one, it was his fault. It didn't really matter. It was a Hail Mary at the end of a half. Didn't really matter. But the first one to Leonard Fournette obviously went off his hands. Other than that, everything was where it needed to be. He had a couple passes that got tipped that still could have been caught by Mike Evans. I don't blame that so much on him or Evans. Anybody that's ever caught a football in a game before knows that if that ball's tipped, it changes your perception on where it's going to be at certain times. It's tough. They're NFL receivers. They should catch it, but that happens now and then. Defense made a great play. I did want to point out a couple things. Brady threw for 32 of 35 of 50. He threw a bunch of passes away at the end just to milk the clock. At the end of the game, they left him too much time. Everybody's already talking about that. I don't need to get into that. I will talk about Dak real quick. He looked great, actually. I'm surprised. He didn't look scared to run. There was a couple times at one angle it looked like, oh, he was scared to run. He really had nowhere to go. So I don't blame that on him. In fact, it was a smart move to get out of the way when he did. Also, his arm looked good after he settled in a little bit. He underthrew a couple guys. Didn't have a whole lot of zip on it. But he hadn't thrown in a long time. He had that shoulder strain in the preseason. Seemed like they brought him in too fast at first. But he seems to have adjusted well. The guy had 403 yards and 3 touchdowns. Looked great. The pick, people are going to say it was CD's fault. Obviously, it hit him in the hands. He should have caught it. It was a risky throw, throwing it into that much traffic. Yes, CD should have caught it. It hit him in the hands. It's a tough throw to make. It's a tough catch to make. But yeah, Dak looked great. Threw the ball 58 times after barely throwing at all in the preseason training camp. The fact that he did that alone, had a QBR of 74, really good stuff. Now, with what the defense was giving them, it didn't really make sense for them to run the ball. A lot of people were complaining Zeke didn't get the ball. They didn't really give them the opportunity to do that. And they were against the number one rushing defense all game. They were playing from behind the whole game until the very end. So, you know, defense was playing zone. They got receivers that can find holes in that zone. It makes sense to, you know, let Dak find the open spots and get it to these guys. Cooper looked amazing. Had 13 catches off of 16 targets. That guy was getting open like crazy. 139 yards, 2 touchdowns for Amari Cooper. CeeDee Lamb averaged 14 yards a catch, almost 15, 14.9. So we'll say 15. Had a lot of yards after the catch. 15 targets for him. So if you drafted either of those guys, you're feeling pretty good. Now, a lot of guys picked up Dalton Schultz late in drafts. He's looking good. Blake Jarwin was injured last year. Schultz is a good receiver. That guy made people miss. He ran over a couple guys. He's hard to tackle. Got good hands, too. All in all, I think Cowboys should be feeling pretty good about themselves. People are doubting them every year because they're the Cowboys. People love to hate on them because of their fan base is so big. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot to say, really. I mean, they had a chance to win that game. Couldn't pull through. It was a great game. Playing against Super Bowl champion, and one thing I will say, though, they gave them the ball 4 times altogether. Now, one of them that was at the very end of a half, that very low chance of scoring off of that, but they gave it to them 2 different times in their own territory. Kicking game killed them. Killed them. Zuerlein said he had a back issue. Not sure why they didn't have some kind of contingency plan in place in case he still wasn't feeling it. Maybe he felt good leading up to the game, and he did feel so good before the game, but obviously at least going straight by the score. We don't know what would happen if he kicks a field goal, but and makes it. You know, we don't know what the Bucks come out and do after that. But either way, tough missing on those field goals. Couple things I did want to mention also before we move on. Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski both look like they're playing 4 years ago. Maybe the year off from Gronk and then another year playing to get settled back into the rhythm of an offense and football shape, getting hit. He looks good. He looked quick for his size. I mean, he's never been fast, but he looked quick. Hands are always good. He's huge in the red zone, had two touchdowns. Antonio Brown had 7 targets, 5 catches, 121 yards. He averaged 24 yards a catch. Obviously, he had that big bomb. One other receiver I did want to mention is Chris Godwin. 14 targets, 105 yards for that guy. Seems like he's Tom Brady's favorite person to throw to over the middle. He's got great hands. Obviously, he had the fumble that almost cost them the game. But if you're a fantasy owner and you got any of those guys I just mentioned, you are a happy camper. Now, Buccaneers definitely struggled on defense and man-to-man. They didn't play a lot of it. Played a lot of zone, especially after their cornerback got injured. I think that's a big part of why the Cowboys threw the ball so much, like I mentioned a minute ago. But Dallas is definitely going to be able to get their running game established in the coming weeks. I think Zeke looks okay. Obviously, we didn't get a whole chance to see him, but leading up to the season, he's lost some weight. Looks healthy. Cowboys receiving core, obviously, is one of the top in the league. Tight ends, I mentioned, played good. Jarwin actually looked decent coming off of his injury. We'll see some more of him in the season. So if you're a Cowboys fan, obviously, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then I got Jacob Crumpler coming on. We're going to make some picks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming on the pod now, I got my good friend, Jacob Crumpler. He was the best man at my wedding. For some reason, he's been a lifelong Cowboys fan. Just moved recently to Florida. Jacob, how's it going?
It's going good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Today we're going to be talking about all sorts of... We're going to make our picks. We're going to try to make this possibly a weekly thing. My goal is to keep track of our record against the spread. So every week we'll be picking at least... We'll be picking 3 games apiece. Sometimes we'll probably overlap now and then just to see, just because if I make a good pick, you're smart to make the same one. That's all I got to say. But we'll be keeping track of that. Also, making sure to keep track of it and see who ends up with a better record at the end of the year. So I think it'll be pretty fun. First of all, I did want to ask you about last night's game. Cowboys and Buccaneers kicked off the season. Both teams put up a lot of points, moved the ball well. What did you think about how your Cowboys looked?
Man, to be honest, I was actually really satisfied. I was really happy with the way they played. Obviously, not thrilled with the special teams. I was not happy with Greg, to be honest with you, all night. He missed a field goal and an extra point that would have won us the game in the end. Obviously, there's a lot of things that build up in a game that could have lost or won the game for you, but I really think that made the difference. That to the side, I think Dak looked really good coming off last year's injury of breaking his ankle and having to go. His shoulder looks great. I know that was a late injury that kind of people were weary about him going into the regular season with, but I think he looked great. Put up 400 plus yards passing.
Threw the ball a lot.
He scrambled a couple times. He looked good, man. He looked comfortable in the pocket.
Yeah.
You know, the running game, I think Zeke's ready to go. I just think the defense on the Buccaneers side was really ready for the run, and that was evident. But, hey, the wideouts looked really good for the Cowboys, and I was very happy with the way we performed.
Yeah. Well, and one thing to keep in mind, that Buccaneers had the number one rush defense last year. They were playing pretty much a soft zone the whole game, kind of begging Dak to beat them, which he did a great job. I mean, he threw the ball almost 60 times. He did have over 400 yards. The receivers did look great. You're right about all that. I don't feel like they just really went to the run just because it didn't make sense for the what they were given and against who they were against. I think Zeke will be good this year. Coming weeks, I'm sure that we'll see some more. But their offense looked creative. The receivers looked great. Their defense looked decent against pretty good Buccaneers. Great Buccaneers offense, but obviously not world beaters on defense. But they forced some turnovers when they needed to. So definitely a fun game. I actually think Cowboys got a lot to look forward to this season if you are a fan of them. So
Moving on. Well, actually, let's hear. What do you think about 44-year-old Brady too? Is he 44 now? 43, 44?
He's 44. He's 44, yeah.
Ridiculous. And you're down in Florida. Are you going to go see them play at all?
I actually almost bought tickets to that game. They were like $180 for like the cheap seats. So not so cheap. So a little bit of a drive too. It's about 2 hours away, which isn't far. But honestly, I might go, you know, snag a Bucks game later on in the season. But, awesome. You know, we are actually going to Jacksonville Sunday to see the Packers and Saints play at a neutral site since the flooding in Louisiana was not making it possible to go play at the Mercedes Dome. But
Cool. So, yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a little bit. So go ahead and we're going to go ahead and get into our picks now. First of all, what we're going to be doing, I mentioned it already. Keep a track of our record. I'm going to throw out a teaser every week as well, but we won't count that as part of our records. You know, for those of you who don't know, when you're betting against the spread, Vegas puts out point spreads that they think the teams are favored by. You bet against that. Anybody that's gambled obviously knows this, but if you haven't before, that's kind of how this goes. So we'll be picking three different ones this week. First of all, let's see. You want to start it out, Jacob? Go ahead and give us your first pick.
Cool. Yeah, I'll start it out. I've got the Cards. The Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals, are the underdog, actually, by 3 points on the road against the Titans. I think the Cardinals are going to come out on the better half of this game and actually beat the spread. For a few reasons, I absolutely think they'll win. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, so I really am a fan of J.J. Watt. I think him coming in for their defense is huge. Not only is he a powerful linebacker on the field, but he is a general. He's gonna have that defense ready to go, and I think the Cardinals have kind of lacked that in the past. Me personally, but. I mean, look at the offensive weapons they have this year. Murray's coming back after an MVP season, and I think he's a very good fit for that trophy again, to be honest. Then you've got the weapons that he can throw to. You've got DeAndre Hopkins down in Arizona for, what is this, his second year. So he's got some weapons around him. I know the running back position is kind of hit or miss. They got Edmonds, who is in a isn't a superstar back, but he can get the job done. They've got some backup running backs, James Conner's there. So I think they're in a position to pull off an upset, even though the Titans are looking pretty good. They did lose their offensive coordinator, which is kind of going to be interesting to see the play scheme of how they're going to kind of maneuver through that game. So we'll see. But I've got the Cardinals winning and beating that spread and over the Titans.
Okay, one thing I did want to mention, I don't think Kyler won MVP last year.
Oh, okay.
But he's definitely the MVP of that team. Now, I think he played hurt towards the end of the year. I don't know if I agree with you so much on that. I mean, they definitely are going to come out firing, but isn't that game in Tennessee?
It is.
Okay. I feel like it is going to be a close game. It could go either way. So, not too much to go against you. And I'm not going to refute everything you said, because you're right. J.J. Watt is definitely a leader on that defense. They got weapons. Kyler was on track to probably be top MVP candidate, at least going towards the end of the year. Right. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I feel like if he's healthy, you know, I don't remember if Chandler Jones is still there or not, but Cardinals with another year with that offense should see improvement. My first pick that I've got right now, I've got the Vikings -3 at Cincinnati. Now, a lot of people are really big on the Bengals this year with Burrow coming back. I still think that offensive line is terrible in Cincinnati. They didn't really do much to try to get Burrow some help in the offseason. They went out and got some receivers, which I don't think they really needed. They already had decent receivers with Tyler Boyd, and they had T. Higgins last year as a rookie, played great. So, I mean, I guess we'll wait and see how well Ja'Marr Chase does. He obviously played with Joe Burrow in college. It could be a big help. It is Burrow's first game in the regular season back since he tore up his knee, and it was terrible. So I feel like you might see some pains coming back into a rhythm after that much time off, that kind of surgery. I do think that that guy has ice in his blood. He's like a vampire. That guy has no fear. Burrow is definitely legit, in my opinion. But I still think we'll see some... even Brady, when he tore up his knee, he played okay the year after he came back, but he didn't look like his true self, at least until another year after that. So definitely could see that. Also, the Vikings' strength is their running game with Dalvin Cook. And Bengals had the fourth worst rushing defense back in 2020. I don't think home field's the hugest advantage in Cincinnati as well, but a guy like Dalvin Cook can kind of silence a crowd, constantly churning, getting more yards, getting more first downs. If they take a lead early in the game, I don't see the Bengals being able to come back. They've also got Zimmer still there as a coach. Great, great head coach. Everybody respects Zimmer. Don't need to speak too much about that. One thing I did want to mention also about the Vikings, they had a rough start to the season. They had a really tough schedule also. But going into middle of the year, I think it was week 8, they had their bye week. Then they went 5-1 between weeks 8 and 13. At the end of the year, they lost 3 games in a 4-game stretch to end the season. All 3 of those teams were playoff teams. They had the Buccaneers, who won the Super Bowl, Saints, who had a top defense in the league last year, and the Bears, who also, I don't think their defense is as good, but back then it was a great defense. And that game was a high scoring game also against the Bears. I think their defense has improved too. So I think the 3 is an easy amount of points to swallow there for the Vikings to cover. I could see them winning by at least a touchdown in Cincinnati. I don't see this being too crazy of a pick. What do you think about that one?
No, I like that pick. I do. Even though deep down inside I want to pull for Burrows and his squad, but I agree. I think the offensive line is lacking, and I think that's a position where they should have went after that in the draft, and they really didn't address that. So I hate that for him. I really hope that he stays healthy this year, but I think this
first game is going to
I think the first game is going to go to the Vikings. I agree.
Awesome. Okay, so go ahead and go on with your what's your next pick that you got?
Okay, I got the Bills versus the Steelers, and I'm going to go with Vegas on this one. I'm going to pick the Bills at home against the Steelers. They're the 6.5-point favorite. I think they're going to cover that plus probably some. I would dare to say. I think this could be their year. Honestly, this is the one team that coming off last year that I was super stoked about in the playoffs. You know, they almost beat the Chiefs to win the division, and it just didn't happen for them. To win their conference, and just wasn't their year to win. But hey, I think all cylinders are going for the Bills this year. Diggs is ready to go. He's more focused than ever. I saw it in his face right after the last game last year against the Chiefs.
You saw it in his face. Play. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He was ready to go
when he watched the Chiefs celebrating.
Yeah,
that picture's pretty iconic.
Last one on the field. Last one on the field, and I think that's gonna stay with him. It's gonna be a chip on his shoulder all year.
Yeah,
and I think Allen's on the same page. I think Allen, going back to what I said about Murray, he was an MVP contender. He didn't win it. Rodgers won it last year.
Yeah.
But I think Allen's in the same position as Murray. I think Allen's coming off a great year last year.
Yeah. MVP runner up.
MVP candidate.
Yep, he was runner up last year.
I think he's definitely going to be in that position again, if not win it. So it's going to be exciting to see how Allen maneuvers through the season. He's got great weapons. I think they returned a lot of starters last year. I don't think they lost many guys.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you, honestly. Now, that's the line 6.5 is actually, if it was any higher, I wouldn't even touch it, just because if it's over 6.5, I probably wouldn't touch it. But I would agree with you on 6.5, even though I didn't pick it myself. It's definitely one of those that I was thinking about. You know, they win by a touchdown, you cover. I could definitely see that happening. Ben Roethlisberger probably towards the end of his career. Now, one thing that gives me pause is they are decently coached team. Tomlin's been there a long time. They're setting their ways. They know what they're doing. The receivers, top 3 receivers, are all returning from last year also. Najee Harris also really good, but they're another team that's offensive line isn't that great. So you see them coming behind in a game, might not be easy for them to be able to make a comeback. All right, one other thing that I think could definitely be big in these types of games and makes me agree with you more is the fact Like, there's some teams it doesn't matter so much. Like I mentioned with the Bengals. And Bills Mafia is a huge deal in Buffalo. And their fans are going to be there, packed house, full stadium, against a team that is huge. The Steelers are a nationwide team, so definitely they'll definitely be there loud, ready to go.
Yeah, no, I agree. And honestly, just to kind of follow this out with the talking about the Steelers, interesting. I really thought he was on his way out a few years ago, but I really believe that he's on his way out. He is not where he used to be. I think this might be his last year.
Talk about Roethlisberger, year, so right?
Roethlisberger. Yeah. I just don't see it working out for them. I hope the best for him, and I hope the best for Najee Harris. I think he's a great back. But I just don't see this team getting too far in the season with a lot of wins.
Gotcha. Wow. So who do you think's winning that division? You got the Browns?
Yeah. I see the Browns as being a contender for that. I see them being in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always a tough division. Normally the Browns are awful, but the last couple of years they've been good. They got a good coach now. So, it seems like they're the best pick again with the Ravens and all their injuries. But, yeah. I like your pick, honestly. I didn't pick it for my own, but honestly, it's not bad. I ain't against you on that one. Now, my second pick. So we got, first of all, I got Vikings -3. Jacob's got Buffalo -6.5. So we're picking all favorites right now. And then, except for him, he got the Cardinals +3 on the road. So he's got a road favorite or road underdog there. So now, my second pick, I've got the Falcons -3. At home against the Eagles. Now, I think the Falcons at home, they have a new head coach who I think was really good in Tennessee as offensive coordinator. Arthur Smith just made it there. Very successful offensive coordinator. But not only that, you know, if you got a young quarterback and then you're bringing in a new head coach, it could probably be a problem. Now, when you got a guy like Matt Ryan, former MVP, been there a long time, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of a tough adjustment there because he's going to, I mean, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to adjust. So, I mean, he's been there in a long time. This offense, I think Arthur Smith's the perfect coach for this offense, honestly. He's a zone run kind of guy you saw that a lot with Derrick Henry last year. Now, obviously, Mike James, the running back for the Falcons, is not Derrick Henry, but I think he's much more stable than Todd Gurley was last year. God rest his soul, fantasy legend, Todd Gurley, for a couple years there. However, I mean, I think with that, everything I just said, Mike James is stable at running back. I think Calvin Ridley might lead the league in receiving this year with Julio gone. And you still got Russell Gage there on the other side of the field. But not only that, they drafted Kyle Pitts, #4, highest tight end drafted all time. I think he could be easily the best rookie season of tight end we've ever seen. I know I drafted him with my first pick in the Dynasty League. For those of you who don't know Dynasty, you only draft rookies. I wouldn't do that in a regular league. But that's beside the point. Their offense should be solid. Their defense isn't great, but I feel like against the Eagles at home, they should be fine. Eagles receivers aren't that great. I mean, they're young, so we don't really know. I mean, Devontae Smith looks like he might be great. Some people think he's not going to be good at all at this level. Dalen Reagor was hurt all last year. Their tight ends are kind of a mess. They've got two very decent tight ends. But that's really their strength in Philly. Now, Jalen Hurts is a big question mark. The guy had like 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions last year. He didn't start a lot. He's a rush first guy, and I mean, maybe not rush first. He rushes well. Not necessarily a pocket passer, though. So, with their running game being suspect, Miles Sanders was hurt throughout last year. Questionable wide receivers, and they got a middle tier defense all of last year. I see that the Falcons, I think, definitely could. This game could be kind of ugly, in my opinion, if the Falcons' defense plays solid at all. I guess we'll wait and find out, but I definitely like the Falcons -3 against the Eagles there.
Yeah, I agree with that. Awesome. I just don't see much firepower from the Eagles. I just see the favor on the Falcons side. And were you talking about Mike Davis, the running back?
Yes. What did I say?
Mike Jones.
I said Jones. Or something Mike like that. Mike Davis. Thank you. Yeah, he backed up Christian McCaffrey last year. He played well when McCaffrey was out. I think he played for the Bears a couple years ago, too. Very good downhill runner.
Yeah, and if you looked at any video or any ESPN highlights over the preseason or before the preseason, He has huge legs. I think he put in some major work this offseason and really was getting ready for that starting role in Atlanta. So I think they'll be ready to go.
So you like him for his legs, huh? You're a leg guy?
Yeah, a big leg guy. Huh?
You like legs on your running back. I understand that they use them a lot. All right, go ahead and what's your next pick there? Last pick for you.
All right, this is cool for me because, like I said earlier, I am actually getting to go to the Packers and Saints game here in Jacksonville. So, I've actually got the Packers are actually the favorite in Vegas also, and I'm picking them on the road at a neutral site in Jacksonville against the Saints. I'm picking the Packers. Yeah. I think they're going to exceed the 3.5-point favorite. And probably by a touchdown. I think Rodgers is focused. I think he's gotten everything that he's wanted. Now, I don't know how much longer Rodgers will stay in Green Bay. But for this season anyway, Rodgers seems to be happy and able to have some input on the decisions that they make with free agents and whatnot. So
he's fresh off his MVP season. That's the guy who won MVP, by the way. I was trying to see if he'd figure it out, but it's all good. Yeah, he won MVP last year. Yeah, yeah. I actually kind of disagree with you on this one. I'm going to stay away from this one, honestly. I wouldn't touch this one just because it's a 3.5. It's a weird line. The neutral site's all kind of awkward, too. If this was in New Orleans, I find it hard to believe that it would be a closer line. I feel like everybody's kind of betting on the Packers here. Honestly, I think it's going to be close. So if it's a 3-point game, obviously, the Saints cover. I could see that happening. I could see the Saints winning this game. Their defense was awesome last year. They didn't lose a whole lot of people. They still got Cameron Jordan coming off the edge. I think he's fantastic defensive end, great run stopper. Aaron Jones for the Packers is very solid running back. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, great. Their defense isn't amazing. They don't get a lot of free agents in Green Bay. So, I mean, they really rebuild their team through the draft. But, I mean, I see where you're coming from. I do think that it is a disadvantage to the Saints playing on the road in Jacksonville instead of at home in the Superdome. Obviously, Superdome is one of the biggest home field advantages you can have. However, I actually have a lot of faith in Winston. I know that sounds nuts considering the guy threw, last time he was a starter, threw 30 interceptions. The guy also threw for like 5,200 yards that year. I feel like with Sean Payton, their offense is very, it's well put together. He's been there over a year now. He should know the offense by now. I feel like Drew Brees was a detriment to them last year in New Orleans. So I've got a lot of faith in Winston myself. I could see him actually putting up good numbers this year if he can clean up the interceptions. And I actually think the Saints might win this game, which might be a shock to you, considering how good the Packers are. One other thing I want to mention too, did you know that Winston got LASIK eye surgery?
I did. I was aware. Obviously, his preseason kind of showed that a little bit better. He's actually throwing it to his own team instead of the other team.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody knew that, but he's actually able to see now. So maybe that was the problem all along. We're no way to know until we see it for ourselves. But not a bad pick there, my good sir. Now, my last one. I mean, did you have anything else you wanted to point out, though? Sorry.
No, I will say Winston actually toned up a little bit. He did lose a little bit of weight. I think he's able to maneuver in the pocket a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I can run too. He has a gunslinger of an arm, like you said. I mean, he was putting up stupid numbers even with his interceptions.
Yeah.
But I think this season could be a pivotal moment for Winston. I agree.
Yeah, and I think we'll see the first quarterback ever to have 30 touchdowns and 30 picks all in the same year. It's pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. Awesome. Well, I'm going to go ahead and make my last pick for this week. I've got Denver -3 in New York against the Giants. Now, one thing I do want to say, this is coming the day after the anniversary of 9/11, 20th anniversary. So that does give me some pause considering New York is going to be fired up. That stadium is going to be loud. They're going to do the tributes. It's going to be amazing. I hate picking against them on this day just because of the significance of 9/11, obviously. But all that being said, I feel like Denver might surprise some people. I think they lost the second most amount of close games, like one score games, out of anybody in the league besides just maybe the Chargers. That could be completely wrong. I'm kind of pulling that from something I heard. I should have researched that a little bit more. But Denver's only -3. I don't think the Giants are very good with Daniel Jones. I think he is just not good. The guy, it's his third year, I think, in the league. Not really sure what he's good at. He's got a big arm. He's pretty fast when he gets going downhill. But other than that, I mean, you don't think of him as an athletic quarterback. You don't think of him as a great pocket passer. He throws a lot of picks. Their offense isn't stable right now with their running, with their offensive line. Saquon Barkley is hurt. I don't even remember who their backup running back is, and Barkley might not even play coming off of his ACL injury. On the other side of the field, you got Denver, whose receivers are really good. Even with Sutton out last year, Judy had some drops that he dealt with. He's probably the best, one of the best young route runners in the NFL out of all the younger running wide receivers in the league. You also have Sutton coming back, cutting some attention away from Judy over the middle of the field because you have to cover Sutton on the sidelines. That guy is huge. He can get up there and get the ball. And Teddy Bridgewater is, while I don't think he's as dynamic or fun to watch as Drew Lock, just because, you know, he's kind of a boring quarterback. He doesn't throw it deep very often. He doesn't put a lot of zip on the ball like Drew Lock can. Drew Lock also had games where it felt like he couldn't complete a pass to save his life. He threw picks like crazy, seemed lost a lot of the time, and their offense became stale because of him. I think Bridgewater is definitely an improvement just because he's not going to make the mistakes that Lock did all the time. Also, their running game is improved, I believe. They already had Melvin Gordon, and they brought in Williams, the rookie. I don't remember where he was from. He's a solid rookie running back. They're saying he might even start ahead of Gordon. They're definitely going to play like a committee. So you've got two really good running backs giving you fresh legs at all times during the game. And they've got a good head coach
Vance Stevenson?
No, Vance Joseph was there before.
Vance Joseph, okay.
But he's not there now. Hold on. That's going to bug me. I can't believe. Vic Fangio, he was the defensive coordinator for the Bears that year when they had the best defense in the league. But yeah, I think he's good. I mean, they haven't had good luck in the last couple of years. Now, one thing that is scary about them is their offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, who was that awful head coach that was in New York before. He runs the ball on first down more than anybody. I have no faith in Pat Shurmur as an offensive coordinator. But, I mean, for a team that wants to run the ball early, and I mean, I feel like if you are going to have that offense, a guy like Teddy Bridgewater is a guy that you'd want to have just because he's smart, he doesn't make mistakes, he can get it to your guys in the intermediate level even if he doesn't throw it downfield a lot. He's just a smart quarterback. So I have no problems taking the 3 points there. Now, this is probably the only time that I'll take all favorites. I like taking underdogs in these kind of situations, but this week I didn't do that. So you got any thoughts on that one before I give my long shots that I didn't pick?
You were talking about the Denver game, correct?
Yeah.
No, I could see that. We're pretty sure Fields is going to start for them. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about
So
the Giants? You're thinking of the Bears, man.
Oh,
Daniel
okay.
Jones.
Denver
Daniel
versus,
Jones.
Daniel Jones. Sorry, up in New York. I'm kind of weary. I'm kind of weary about Barkley.
You got an hour ahead of us. You're an hour ahead of me, so you got to get some sleep here in a little bit. Don't feel
that
bad.
That's true. I ain't getting tired. I guess the last thing I'll say is I really don't think Barkley is going to start. I think they're going to hold him out, maybe give him a couple runs. I just don't think he's going to play this first game. It'll be a kind of like a preseason game for the Giants, and I think they are going to lose.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like if he does play, he'll probably be restricted a little bit. I mean, I've got him on one of my fantasy teams, so I hope he plays and he plays well, and I hope his knee's good. But obviously, we'll just have to wait and see. Now, I do have a couple of other bets that I thought about making. These are actually all underdogs. I couldn't bring myself to make them. One of them I already talked about: Saints +3.5 in Jacksonville against the Packers. I had the Chargers in Washington +1.5. Now Eckler's hurt, so it's one reason why I didn't want to pick this one. Washington might have a good defense. They might not. They had a terrible schedule last year. They only went 7-9. They got a lot of playmakers on defense. Doesn't necessarily mean they have a great defense. We'll just have to wait and see. I stayed away from that one with Washington's improved passing game, as well as Raiders +3.5 at the Ravens. If I had more time to think about it, I might have actually picked that one instead of one of the other ones, just because Ravens are dealing with so much trouble right now, all the injuries. It's well documented with Gus Edwards out. They already lost their J.K. Dobbins. Marcus Peters is now out. You got a team like the Raiders who like to pass the ball. If the Ravens go down early, I don't see them really being able to come back in this game while they get these new guys settled in to their positions with all their injuries. Jacob, you got anything else that you want to talk about? Or how you feeling?
That's it. I'll say one thing. You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
How about them Cowboys?
Dude, they lost. I saw an L. That's how about them. We'll see. I think they're going to have a good year. I do. Their offense is going to be top five for sure.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, awesome. I see it.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on. We'll have you on again soon. We'll check your record after this week. I'm predicting you are going to have a worse record than I am, but that's just me being a little biased. So we shall see.
All right,
man. We'll appreciate you coming on. Love you, man. We'll see you soon.
Love you too, man. See ya.
All right. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. Coming up again soon, we'll have some more picks next week. Probably we'll do a recap at some point early next week. We shall see. I really appreciate you listening. Thank y'all very much. Can't say it enough. We'll see y'all soon.